international finance law. We're looking at the structure, nature and operation of the largest markets in the world. We want to understand the nature of the international financial system and all of the key markets and sub-markets within this, and how it works and how it's come together over time, and all of the key operations and key changes and developments which are taking place at this time. I have provided all of the core materials that you require in connection with this on the system. There is a chapter one on historical background to all of the markets. There's a chapter two on the structure and operation of the markets. I've also provided a separate table which outlines the structure and nature of the markets from a visual perspective. From this we can understand we've got the money markets, we've got the credit markets and other banking markets, all loan-based, debt-based on the left-hand side, and then on the other side there's the capital markets, which are all security or other asset-based. On the capital markets, we're including the equity markets and the bond markets, as well as warrants and hybrids, depository receipts and the euro-dollar markets, as well as we're building on the capital market side, we'll incorporate, include here the financial derivatives markets, swaps, futures, options, credit derivatives and hybrids, as well as higher income alternative investment markets, where we're looking for higher returns, higher income on specific investment classes. The three main asset areas in this are the hedge fund market, the private equity market, and the sovereign wealth fund market. So we can come back and look at all of that. And we've also got the currency markets, the gold market, insurance markets, and commodity markets. All of this is dealt with in the core introductory paper. In particular, in the section on financial markets and then on financial instruments and assets. What I essentially do is I look at the markets from a structural perspective, looking at the nature of each of the particular markets themselves, but then separately go over that again, looking at all of the particular core products in each of these markets. I think that's very useful. It hasn't been done before, and it provides an interesting and original analysis of what we're looking at. So you'll see that here. I deal with this in terms of coinage and currency, credit and payment, public debt, corporate securities, and then risk and investment assets. What we know is this: financial markets carry out five core functions: savings and deposit, lending and credit, payment, investment, and risk and loss management. The first three, the banking markets, four is the securities markets, five is the insurance markets. So we can understand how all of that fits together by going over this again, looking at all of the particular asset classes and products in each of these classifications and categories. So we do all of that as well. And with this, we can understand how all of the particular markets operate, all of the content and nature of each of those markets. What we'll come on to look at in further detail later is the specific documentation and legal issues that apply in each case, and how we can resolve that through the preparation of standard documentation in each of these markets. So the basic structure and operation of the international finance system and finance markets is in the introductory document on the left-hand side. I then expand that in chapter one and chapter two. One is partly historical, one is partly structural. But also you've got other additional materials which support that, including the table which outlines all of the core markets in the world. And all we need to do is update this over time, keep this alive by including the latest prices and sizes. And you'll see I've done that in blue on this version. And then all we're doing in the back is just building in the relevant footnotes so we can keep this authoritative and useful over time. But with all of this, we can understand the structure, nature and operation and changing nature of the international finance markets and the international finance system.